Welcome to Entanglement Radio, transcendent talk for the conscious mind. Join us for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science, new thought, and conscious healing. Explore the potential and infinite possibilities of what it means to be human with some of the best guests in radio. At Entanglement Radio, it is all connected. Now, here is your host, Angela Levesque, on the OM Times Radio Network.
Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the OM Times Radio Network. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful foothills of the Rocky Mountains here in Boise, Idaho. I have a really exciting conversation here for you today. We are talking about Ho'oponopono. I've been practicing that so many times, but we have Dr. Bruno Signaco here on the program, and we are going to be talking about this ancient Hawaiian technique of forgiveness and reconciliation. And so I've heard about it. I've known about it for about 5 or 6 years now, and I find it so fascinating. So I'm excited to talk about that. And coming up next week, we have Sora Garrett, and we are going to be talking about how to be and live in the miracle flow. So I'm excited. She's another local Boisean here. We have so much talent. I tell you, Idaho's awesome. And then the following week, December 16th, we have Barbara Marks Hubbard. I can't even tell you how excited I am to have her on the program. She has been somebody that has really resonated and helped my personal and professional life just through reading her books. And so I'm excited to get to speak with her in person. And then we're going to be taking a week off for Christmas. And then I'm going to do a New Year's Eve-ish show. It'll actually be on the 30th, talking about New Year's intention and the time of the season and all of that. And then we are following up in the new year with Don Miguel Ruiz. So can I just say I love my job, and I'm so excited to talk to all these amazing people and bring you interesting conversations. So that's pretty darn cool. And today as well, I've been really excited to speak with my guest. We've been talking for the past few months, and finally we were able to work out our schedules. So let me introduce my guest. Dr. Bruno Signaco is a studied metaphysics for more than 15 years. He is the author of the book, How to Become a Miracle Maker with Your Life, Steps to Using the Almighty Ancient Technique of Ho'oponopono. He's also the author of How to Manifest Money Effortlessly, Techniques to Be More Prosperous. And he's also the author of several business books. He's a university professor, both at the undergraduate and postgraduate level in business subjects in the UK, and an international speaker and advisor on international business and metaphysical topics. He's also a certified Master Life Coach and certified NLP practitioner. So with that, I feel very honored and blessed to welcome Dr. Bruno Signaco to the program. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for your invite, Angela. Thank you very much.
Well, I am really excited. As I said, we kind of have been trying to get you on the program because not only was I expected to speak to you, but I love this topic of it trips me up every time, especially when I look at it. Ho'oponopono. And Ho'oponopono. Yes, yeah, see, it just rolls off your tongue, and I've been trying to do that. I've been really working on it, but anyway. So I want to start actually with something that you write about in your prologue in your book about Dr. Len and his experience, because I think that really will frame our conversation. So can you tell us a little bit about how this kind of came out into popular awareness, I guess.
Thank you very much for the question. Yes, I want to comment about Dr. Len's story, and I read this in a newspaper many years ago, and I couldn't really believe that this was true. Dr. Len, that is a Hawaiian psychologist, was contracted by a ward of mentally ill criminals in Hawaii, and when he was contracted, he set some condition for his work. He said that he wanted to do his own treatment for these people. We're talking about very dangerous criminals that were shackled. The people cannot interact with them. And Dr. Len, what he did over many months, is he stayed at his office, and he was reading the medical records of these criminals without interacting with them, without engaging in a conversation with them. And then when he was reading these records, he asked himself, what is going on in me in relation to these criminals? And then he waited for insights, introspective insights, and some emotions, thoughts, images, and physical sensations arose. And then he said four important phrases. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. He repeated these four sentences. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Many times. And he did this over many months. After a while, the criminals, most of the mentally ill criminals, began to recover. And some activities, some off-world activities were set for the criminals. The environment became much more amicable, much more friendly. People enjoyed working there. And this was different as it was in the past. In the past, people tried to leave this shop because it was very dangerous. But after Dr. Leng was applying this technique that we call Ho'oponopono, criminals became recovered. And after a while, most of the criminals became completely recovered and the world was shut down. So because it was not necessary. Hmm. When Dr. Leng was interviewed, and was interviewed because people were a bit intrigued about this technique, he said, I asked this question to myself, what is going on in me in relation to these criminals? Because I was very convinced that I share some subconscious memories with these criminals. So, and by being aware of this, I could delete these subconscious memories, not only healing myself, but also healing the mentally ill criminals. And how these memories were deleted? By saying the four sentences. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. These four sentences are the basis of Ho'oponopono. When you say these four sentences on a continuous basis, you are receiving assistance from the divine, from divinity, that help you delete the subconscious memories. And it's important to highlight that these subconscious memories are the only origin of all the problems that are affecting your life. And it's very important that you have to say these sentences on a continuous basis. Dr. Leng was saying these four sentences on a continuous basis for months. And not only the criminals got better, recovered, but also he got better too, because they were connected. Ho'oponopono obviously has a very important principle that is interconnectedness. We are all connected. And everything that is in our awareness, for example, in the case of Dr. Leng, these criminals were in his awareness, is part of our responsibility. So he was responsible not only for his life, his problems, but also for everything that was in his awareness.
Well, I want to stop you there because that is such a radical idea, because we look at so many things and we like to say, oh, you know, that's their fault. We love to lay blame on other people. And then you have this man here who all he did was read their files and then looked at his own life. And I just, when I read that idea, what is going on in me that manifested this? And just, I mean, that is such a deep level of understanding. Like we can have an intellectual concept. Yes, we're all one, we're all connected. But to look at the crimes and these, you know, these criminals and say that, you know, I am accepting a level of responsibility for what they did. So if I can heal this, I can heal them. And I just, to me, that is just such a beautiful yet radical idea in a world where we just want to look at other people and say, oh, it's all their fault. And look at, you know, anything goes wrong. It's like, okay, who can we blame? Who can we blame? What caused this? And I find that to be so beautiful. So how did you, as you're listening to that story, and now how did you go from listening to Dr. Leng to now you writing a book about this?
This is a very interesting question. First off, what I did was try this technique myself. And so I start saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. I started doing this many years ago, and I'm still doing this. And I realized that when I did this over time, things it became much more effortless. Problems that appeared to be unsurmountable were solved easily. And also the relationships were improving over time. My career was thriving much more easily and without any effort, was not struggle. And things were obviously unfolding in a very effortless manner. So when I tested, because I like to test things myself, and I read some books about Ho'oponopono, and I saw that I can write a book that will be much more overarching, that consider that analyze each of these four sentences in one chapter each, but also analyze the different principles of Ho'oponopono. For example, one of the principles that everything is interconnected, one other principle that you have to take 100% responsibility, that, as you said clearly, is a very big stretch for many people, because many people don't even take responsibility for their own acts. And also, I also explore much more other principles that you can delete your subconscious memories, that they are the only origin of all your problems. And also, I found this very desirable to research on this, and also to test myself this technique. And also, I met other people that tested this technique successfully, and I thought that could be a very good contribution to the world to have a book that has not only my personal experience in this technique, but also different perspective on the technique from an overarching viewpoint.
Well, you can hear that's the break music. When we get back, you talked about breaking down what each one of those sentences is, and I would like to talk a little bit about that, because I think it adds a depth to this conversation. So we'll return here with Dr. Bruno Signacco as we talk about Ho'oponopono here on Entanglement Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
With Angela Levesque right here on the OM Times Radio Network. My guest again today, if you're just joining us, is Dr. Bruno Signacco, and we are talking about the ancient Hawaiian technique of Ho'oponopono. And so I The four phrases, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Is there something significant about saying it in that particular order, or could you just mix them up and say it however you felt?
Thank you very much for this question. You can say these sentences in any order, and you can say the four sentences, or you can say only one. For example, you can say, I am sorry, I'm sorry, or you can say these sentences all together in any order. You can say these sentences aloud. You can say these sentences mentally. You can write them, for example, on a notebook. You can record this and listen to these sentences. Doesn't matter how you say these sentences. You don't have even to feel these sentences. You don't have even to feel that you are sorry or you are forgiving yourself. Doesn't matter. You can say this, for example, in a mechanical way, and these sentences will work all the same. There is a very interesting author that says that these sentences are like a delete key in the keyboard of the computer. When you press the delete key, you don't have to be emotionally aware what you are doing. You can do this in a mechanical way. These sentences can be said heartfelt way, mechanical way. They will work all the same. And you can say these sentences in any language. You can say this in English if you want, in Spanish or any other language that you speak. They will work all the same. They are very powerful and they enclose the values of repentance, forgiveness, love, and gratitude.
So is that the difference between saying I'm sorry and please forgive me? Are those what is the difference between those two?
The difference is when you say I am sorry, you are apologizing. And you are apologizing because all the situations that are manifesting in your life are the consequence or the result of your subconscious memories. You are being aware. And when you say, please forgive me, you are automatically forgiven. You don't have to wait to be forgiven. You are automatically forgiven. So these go together. But many authors recommend that you can use the four together. In my experience, I am using the four together, but many people only use few of them. What I want to say that I haven't mentioned before, that these sentences shouldn't be said to anyone. You said these sentences to yourself, or you can say these sentences to the divine, to divinity. So you are not apologizing to anyone. You say this to yourself or to divinity. And when you say, please forgive me, you are forgiven automatically. You are not judging yourself. Instead, you are in a state of surrender, and you are connecting to your loving core, your loving essence. You are pardoning yourself for all your wrong thoughts, emotions, and actions. But you are pardoning yourself, you are forgiving yourself unconditionally and automatically. Because when you say, please forgive me, you are aware that you have been controlled by your subconscious memories. And you show willingness to undo these mistakes, these wrongdoings created by these memories.
So I really enjoyed that you said you're not speaking it to, because that was to anyone, because that was going to be my next question is, you know, when Dr. Len was talking about his experience, was he thinking about those inmates when he was saying those four words, or was everything, does the universe already know what it's in regards to? Or is it like there's a particular situation where you're really looking for forgiveness. Do you think about that situation and then say those four words, or do you just, you know, just assume that the intelligence of the divine just heals all and it doesn't need to have that directed towards something specific?
Very interesting question. And I want to answer this question right now. When you say the four sentences, you can ask this question, as I mentioned before, what is going on in me in relation to a situation that could be your own problem, could be other people around you that you can see a problem and you have to take full responsibility. But if you don't ask this question, what is going on in me in relation to a situation, and you say the four sentences on a continuous basis, the cleaning process will be performed all the same. Because when you are saying these four sentences, you are receiving the assistance from the divine. You don't have to know what memories should be deleted. The divine will help you delete these subconscious memories. The divine will send you loving energy to eradicate these memories. So you don't have really to know what memories should be deleted. you receive the assistance from divinity. But of course, if you are facing a difficult situation, this is a very interesting opportunity to ask yourself, what is going on in me in relation to this situation, as Dr. Len did. And Dr. Len was very clear with the matter that these criminals were in his awareness, because of this, he was taking full responsibility, not only for his life, but everything that was in his awareness. So this is, again, the concept of full responsibility that many people might find difficult, but everything that is in our awareness, we're responsible for, and we have some subconscious memory that connect us to that situation, to that people, to that difficulty. So we have to understand that if we ask, to answer your question, if you ask the question, what is going on in me in relation to this situation, obviously you are focusing on a specific situation, and then you say the four sentences. But if you say only the four sentences without asking this question, will be the cleaning process will be performed all the same, because the one that is deleting the subconscious memory, helping you with the cleaning process, is divinity, the divine, almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, that knows what to delete and when to delete.
So let's talk for a moment about subconscious memories, because I think lots of people in their minds, as I did before I read the book, thought about subconscious memories as just those memories that are just below our consciousness that were likely developed in our early childhood. And so as we're listening to stories about, you know, that man who didn't even know Dr. Len, who didn't even know those people, and still they were part of his subconscious. So how is that possible that, you know, situations and people that we don't have direct contact with are still connected to our subconscious memories?
Very important question. And I want to highlight that these memories can have different names. For example, the subconscious memory can be values, can be named as values, beliefs, paradigms, emotions, expectations. All these are subconscious memories. And this makes sense with other approaches from the New Age perspective, because everything that is going on outside you, this means your external environment, all the circumstances, are created by your internal environment, means your subconscious mind. So what is outside you is a reflection of your what is inside you. So, and also, we also mentioned the aspect of interconnectedness. We believe that we are separate from one another, but in practice, we are made from the same substance. We are made up of energy. And quantum physics also corroborates that we are all interconnected. So what we call the principle of non-locality. So we are connected to everything that exists. From the metaphysical perspective, we are not only connected from the energetic viewpoint, but many masters say that we have the same essence. We have the spark of God, of the spark of loving God. So we are all interconnected. And from the Ho'oponopono perspective, everything that is in your awareness, you have a connection through subconscious memories. These subconscious memories connect you to all people around you, not only the one that you are in contact, for example, that you relate, but also, for example, if you are watching a TV program and you see some, for example, some wars or some aspect of unemployment, negative news, you might say, I'm not responsible for this. I didn't. But if this is in your awareness, you have to think about this very, very clearly. You are always present in those situations. There is a common factor. Everything that you see, a problem related to yourself or related to other people, there is a commonality, a common factor that is you are always there. You are always there. So you are responsible by nature, by principle, and you are connected to everything that exists. Some people find difficult to understand or to be convinced that you have to take responsibility for other people and try not even to take responsibility for themselves. Ho'oponopono, we are not asking for a leap of faith, but what I ask the listeners is to try this technique, to try this technique at least for a week, to see how they feel and how is their environment also changing over time when they do this technique. they will perceive not only changes in themselves, but also changes in people around them. So very, very important. I find this technique completely revolutionary because instead of focusing on the problems outside you, you are focusing on the cause of the problem, means the origin. So this technique uses an inside-out approach. Most of the people tend to solve problems from an outside-in approach. They try to fix the problem, they try to analyze the problem, they try to look for experts to solve the problems. This technique tries to uproot the cause of the problem so that the problem can be solved for good. But also when you solve your problems, you are also deleting subconscious memory that connects to other people. So it's a win-win situation. You are not only improving yourself, but you're improving your environment. And I want to comment about a very interesting experiment to see how we affect our environment. There was a very well-known scientist that is called Dr. Emoto that had a two group of people in front of two glasses of full of water. And the first group of people were saying to this glass of water, they were saying, "I love you, thank you, I bless you." And the second group of people were saying to this glass of water, "I hate you, you are bad." Then Dr. Emoto, that is a very prestigious scientist, look at, under a microscope, the molecules of water from the first glass of water that received positive words from people, and the molecules have harmonious structure, beautiful structure. Dr. Emoto saw also under the microscope the molecules of water from the second glass of water that received negative comments, and the structure of these molecules was ugly, was not in harmony. So people with the words were affecting this water.
Well, I love his work, and I'm excited when we get back. I want to talk about what the state of zero point is, and also talk about why it's important that we don't walk around like we know everything. So we'll talk about that more with Dr. Bruno Signacco here on Entanglement Radio. We'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgemeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
is Dr. Bruno Signacco, and we are talking about the ancient Hawaiian technique of Ho'oponopono. And we are also talking about, which is the subject of his book, How to Become a Miracle Maker with Your Life, Steps to Use the Almighty Ancient Technique of Ho'oponopono. You know, as I was listening to you talk before the break and sharing Dr. Emoto's research, and the thing that really struck me is that if people start practicing this, we really accomplish two things. One is we understand that we are connected. We, like you said, we're connected emotionally, energetically, spiritually. I mean, on every level, there's that. And by the way, that's why my show is called Entanglement Radio, is because that understanding that we are all connected. We're very entangled. And it doesn't matter if it's somebody across you know, the room from you or somebody across the world from you, that we are all are. All of our actions affect one another. And so as I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking, if on one level, if we understand connection, and then the next piece of that is that we feel a sense of accountability for our actions, that fundamentally would, those two things would fundamentally shift our world. How do you think, what do you think about that?
I completely agree with you. And if people are more aware of the interconnectedness, the world will be different. Things will improve much more effortlessly, because this is not theoretical, it's very practical. We are interdependent. We need one another, and we are connected, as you said, from different perspectives, energetic, spiritual, but also we need one another. And I always give a very simple example. You cannot live on your own, because you always need people around you. Every product and service that you buy in the market has lots of people that put their work to make this product available for you. So we are in a system. I think that is very true what you say, because it's agreeing with the systemic approach. We belong to a system. We are all part of a system. The system, for example, our body is a system, system of organs, system of cells, but also we belong to other systems like families, cities, countries, planets, universe, but people tend to feel separated. But this is the ego talk. The ego talk, the ego doesn't want you to, for you to feel interconnected. And the ego is always driven by fear. But people are getting more aware that they're interconnected to everything that exists. And also that we can love everyone unconditionally, not only people close to us. So I think that there is a shift in the planet that is things are changing gradually, and people are becoming much more aware. And you see, for example, with the climate change, people are much more aware that any type of activity that pollutes the environment can be affecting not only their own region, but also can be affecting the planet. So environmental awareness is also an example of being interconnected.
Yes, I totally agree. In your book, you talk about the state of zero point. What is that?
Well, zero points is the state where you delete all your memories. It's a state, an ideal state. And in this state, for example, you go from bondage, means that you are bonded to these subconscious memories, to freedom. Not only freedom from your subconscious memories, freedom to receive divine inspiration. And we have to understand that divine inspiration is pure wisdom, pure knowingness. But also when you are in the zero point, you go from guilt to full responsibility, from worthlessness to preciousness. You go from a state of illness or restlessness to continuous health and peacefulness. So, and obviously when you are in the zero point, that is an ideal state to achieve, you are connected, fully connected to the divine. These subconscious memories that are clogging your mind tend to sever your temporarily your connection with the divine. But when you start saying these four phrases, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, it's like you are doing housekeeping. You are cleaning your mind from these countless subconscious memories, and you are creating a space in your mind to receive divine inspiration. So when you reach the zero point, you get away completely from a state of fear, and you connect to your love essence, your pure essence. You go from a state, go away from a state of helplessness and connect to a state of limitlessness. So you go away from a state of control. Many people try to control things, and you get much more connected to a state of surrender and allowance. So it's obviously it's a state, but to arrive to this state, that is a free memory state, you have to do Ho'oponopono on a continuous basis. This means saying these four phrases nonstop. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Why we have to do this on a continuous basis? Because we have millions of memories to delete. So it's important. It's like housekeeping. You won't do the housekeeping task once. You have to do this on a continuous, and we are constantly incorporating new memories. So it's important for us to get committed and take full responsibility. And taking full responsibility implies saying the four sentences on a continuous basis. This is the only task that we have to perform. Do the cleaning process on a continuous basis.
Yes, that's what was going to be my question, is that we would be, as you know, saying that and deleting our subconscious memories, we would constantly be inputting new subconscious memories, just watching TV, having conversations, moving through our life as humans. That so the 0 point state would be a temporary thing. So I like that you likened it to housekeeping, that you can't just sweep your floor once and then it'll be clean for eternity. It's something that you have to...
Exactly. Completely agree with this. And also when you do this on a continuous basis, when you say, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, at the beginning will be like a kind of creating a habit, but then become automatic. When I am talking to you, I am saying these sentences on a subconscious level, because I said these sentences so many times that this is like a very positive internal dialogue. It keeps running in my mind without me being aware of this. So it's important for you to start saying these sentences so that you create a positive habit. And it's a very positive habit because, as you said, you cannot do the housekeeping only once. You have countless memories to delete. You have a lot of cleaning to do.
So another thing that you talk about in your book is that we like, especially in this era of really science is truth, and I think that it's even become sort of dogmatic, the way that we look at research and findings and all of that. And I don't know necessarily that that's the part of science itself, but maybe the way the media and the larger culture presents it. But in your book, you talk about how it's important to realize that we don't know anything. Because I think we walk around, especially as humans, and we think we're this dominant species on this planet. And clearly, you know, we know it. And I think that that does us a disservice. So talk a little bit about that.
Thank you very much for this question. There is a very important author that is called Tony Buzan that he says scientists must still admit that the total sum of knowledge of human mind is less than 1% of what is there to know. So in practice, even very prestigious authors like Tony Buzan admit that the knowledge that we have is very limited, and it's limited to our subconscious memories. So our current level of knowledge is limited to our subconscious memories. There is more to know that we are aware of, but because we are limited by our subconscious memories, we cannot know what we don't know. So, and the Greek philosophers also said, the only thing that I know is that I do not know anything. But many people believe that they can acquire more knowledge, they can get more knowledge because they want to control things. People tend to control things. They try to get information, to control things, to achieve objectives, to plan better. But in practice, even when you have a lot of information, you cannot control things. You cannot control things, and things can be done always in a better way. So, and in some cases, it's beyond your level of awareness. And how people try to get more knowledge? With courses, seminars, websites. And for example, you see companies also, they're investing a lot on research and also training their employees. But in practice, the level of knowledge is very limited. So very, very limited. And we are limited by our subconscious memories because our subconscious memories dictate what we perceive, what we think, what we feel, how we see ourselves. So everything is filtered through our subconscious memories. And our subconscious memories are always related to the past. So we are like looking at the future, but we are using information that is outdated. So what we have to know really, what we have to know, the only thing that we should know is that we are taken over by our subconscious memories, that in some cases we are not even aware of this. So we have to know that we are taken over all over our life by our subconscious memories. And we also have to know that we can delete these subconscious memories by using Ho'oponopono technique, by saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And we also have to know that when we say these sentences, we are receiving the assistance from the divine. And as we are freeing ourselves from these memories, we are creating a space in our mind to receive divine inspiration, which is the only pure knowledge, the only pure knowingness and wisdom. So our knowledge is always very limited. The knowledge that comes from the divine, from divinity, is limitless. It obviously doesn't have any limit, it's unbounded. So, but in order to access this knowledge, we have to delete the hindrances that don't allow us to get this knowledge. And these hindrances are our subconscious memories. So very, very important. People tend to feel that they getting more knowledge, they will control things in a better way, they will plan things in a better way. But you cannot predict all the factors that are involved because you have always a partial view on things. Limiting by nature, you can access pure wisdom that comes from the divine, and we call divine inspiration. And this pure wisdom is omnipotent, omniscient, and know the best way to solve things and to act in life.
Well, I think you said it before, it's an inside-out job, not an outside-in job. And I think that that is something that's true on a lot of levels. When we get back, I want to talk about practical stuff, practical exercises, tips, and how we use this in our daily life. So we'll do that and more when we return here on Entanglement Radio with Angela Lebeck. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
All right, we are back, and you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the OM Times Radio Network. This is the segment here where we like to bring it on home, and it's brought to you by Hestia Health, creating calm minds, open hearts, inspired lives. If you'd like to know more about inspiration coaching or intuitive readings or conscious weight loss, you can go to hestiahealth.com and contact me. All right, so we are in the last segment here, and we are talking about Ho'oponopono with Dr. Bruno Signacco. And this is where, like I said, I like to leave people so that they're listening and they're like, oh, this sounds really fantastic. I like to get very practical so that they can take from this show and go and put stuff in their lives. So when we talk about what are some practical exercises to do this, because we've talked about saying it over and over, but let's talk about exactly how long and does it have to be every day? So those kind of things.
Okay. Thank you for the question. Yes, the main exercise in Ho'oponopono, there are many exercises, but the main exercise is to say the four sentences, or you can use one of them, on a continuous basis. This means how often you have to say this as frequently as possible. You can say, for example, when you're waiting for the bus, or we're waiting for a friend, or when you are eating. So you can do this on a continuous basis, because we saw that we have countless memories to delete. So very important to say this on a continuous basis in any order. You don't have to say these sentences in a heartfelt way. You can say these sentences in a mechanical way, like a parrot, and the sentences will have their positive effect on your life and your environment all the same. But also you have other ways to practice this technique. For example, you can get in a comfortable place and you can get like sitting on a chair in a relaxed way, and also close your eyes and focus on your breathing, breathing in, breathing out, until you get in a state of relaxation, meditation. And you will see that when you are entering the state of relaxation and a meditative state, some thoughts, emotions, and feelings, physical sensation will arise. These are triggered by your subconscious memories. What you can say is, what is going on in me in relation to these thoughts, feelings, sensation? And then during the meditative state, you say, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And you say this many times. I think that is very important because in that state, in a meditative state, you are connected to your subconscious mind. So the memories are, you have some clues of these subconscious memories, and you can use the deleting process, the four sentences, in an effective way. But also, there is another way to do this exercise that is called the inner child. Obviously, for a matter of time, I will try to briefly explain this exercise. It's called the inner child meditation. And again, in a comfortable place where you are not disturbed when you put the mobile off, you look for a comfortable place and also close your eyes. And in Ho'oponopono, you have the inner child. Your inner child is the subconscious mind. And the conscious mind is the mother. So you have the mother is the conscious mind and the inner child is the subconscious mind. When you close your eye, you get relaxed, you get in a meditative state, and you imagine that you, the mother, your conscious mind, are connecting to this inner child, your subconscious mind, and you try to see the appearance of this inner child. Could be a boy or a girl. And then when you see this inner child, you hold his or her hand and you say to this inner child, I am sorry for having caused you so much pain. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for all the memories that you have accumulated over time. I love you, I love you, I love you so much. You are the most important relationship in my life. Thank you for being in my life. Then you can hold the child's shoulder very gently, and you can even embrace the child. You can imagine that you're embracing this child, not using a bear hug, a very gentle hug. And then you promise this child that you will always be with him or her. And you say the sentences many times. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. This is your most important relationship in your life, the relationship with your inner child. And you also admit that you have neglected this child for a long time, but you promise that you always be by his or her side. Then you get out of the meditative state, and you can practice this at least once a day. I recommend that this inner child meditation, that is much more described in my book, can be practiced at least half an hour a day, because many people try to not to deal with their inner child. Because they have painful memories, they have like a relationship with the past that is not resolved in the best way, and it's important to strengthen this relationship with your inner child. So, and also when you get much more related to the inner child, you can teach the inner child how to delete these memories that are clogging your mind. These are two very important exercises that you can do on a continuous basis, and they're very powerful. I tested myself. The inner child meditation is very, very powerful, because you get fully connected to your subconscious mind, and also you're healing the wounds that you have created by these countless memories.
Hmm. You know, as I'm listening to those two exercises, and they sound incredibly powerful. And then that's why it seems a little surprising to me that you can just recite the four phrases with no feeling behind it and just kind of repeat them, and that they still have an effect. Because I would just think that if you put your whole, emotional and mental body behind it, that it would seem more effective.
You can do this if you want to put your heart. If you feel this way, you can do this way. But when you are cleaning, let's take an example of cleaning a house. You can clean a house in a very positive mood, and obviously you will get much more motivated. But the most important task is not being in a positive mood. It's to clean the house. The same applies for this. The only task is to clean your subconscious mind from memory. Take this as a chore, you can say, because the memory cannot be deleted on their own. They need your, obviously, contribution. And the only way that you can contribute is saying the four sentences. You can say, but I like to say these four sentences on a continuous basis in a positive mood. Good for you. If you can do this, it's good for you. But if you want to say this in a neutral way, remember that you have to say on a continuous basis, not once. I think that it's easier to say this in a continuous basis in a neutral way, because not necessarily you can be in a good mood all the time. So it's important for you to use, and also the same example that I mentioned before. When you have, you type on the computer and you made a mistake, the delete key, you can press the delete key to erase the mistake. You don't have to feel emotional to delete the mistake. Again, the deletion of the mistake will be only pressing the key. You can say, but I want to feel like a much more emotional. You can do emotional or you can do mechanical. You can, obviously, it's important to know that works both ways, in an emotional or a mechanical way. But what is important is not how you feel, but how often you do this, because you have to do, let's try not to forget that you have to do this on a continuous basis, not once. It's not a one-off activity. People will say, but take a lot of commitment. Of course, but this can improve your life. I think that the commitment is worth taking this commitment, because it can improve not only your life, but the life of people around you.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me those two analogies, because that really helped me get clear on that. I like the delete button and the cleaning your house. So we only have a couple minutes left, and I want to give you plenty of opportunity to share where people can find your book or learn a little bit more about you, or anything you'd like to leave my listeners with today.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you again for this invite. I have a website that they can have access, and they have free gifts, also my courses and books. Is www.iaminfiniteabundance.com. www.iaminfiniteabundance.com. And my two books, the recent one is called How to Become a Miracle Worker with Your Life, Step to Use the Almighty Ancient Technique of Ho'oponopono, that can be found on Amazon, eBay, any other bookshop, offline or online. This is launched worldwide. But also the previous book that became very successful and translated into many languages is called How to Manifest Money Effortlessly, Techniques to Be More Prosperous. Both books are published by Thero Books, that is obviously an imprint of Chongham Publishing. And I feel very grateful for having published these two books that gave me a lot of satisfaction. Again, I want to repeat, my website is www.iaminfiniteabundant.com, and you can find some free gift, for example, some ebooks and also talks that the visitor of this website can have free access.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a delight, and I just think it's such an important technique. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your invite.
All right. Well, coming up next week, we have Sora Garrett, and she is a local Boisean, and we're going to be talking about how to be in the miracle flow. And then the following week, we have Barbara Marks Hubbard on the program. I'm really excited about that. And you can also look forward to Don Miguel Ruiz being on January 6th. If you need to get a hold of me at any time during the week, you can email me at angela@hestiahealth.com. Don't forget to go there and check out my services, inspiration coaching, intuitive readings, and conscious weight loss. And you can hear me live every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern right here on the OM Times Radio Network. And coming up next is you can go to the other state, our sister station, and hear Claire Johnston of Equilibrium FM, or you can stay right here and listen to some OM Times music. Well, this is Angela Levesque wishing you love and light. I'll see you next week.